This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Detroit's emergency manager Kevin Orr is promising city services will continue and the city's open for business. But cutbacks have been coming for years, and for instance, two of every five streetlights are out in what was once America's fourth largest city. The Chapter 9 filing means Detroit will have extra trouble borrowing deep into the future. Also, the bankruptcy could jeopardize union contracts, and people retired from government jobs are watching to see what happens with pensions. Let's now get the view from one of Detroit's small businesses. Ben Hall is owner of the Russell Street Deli in Detroit's Eastern Market District. Good morning, Mr. Hall.
Hi, how are you?
As you look through at all these budget cutbacks for the public sector in Detroit because of this financial mess, it's got to affect policing, for instance. Do you feel it near your business?
We feel it. I mean, we see it so much in the customers and how they react, and we've lost a lot of customers in the last 5 years.
You've really seen that. As the city has changed and people have left, do you think it's also affected the people who can come into your place?
We have a lot of customers who come in 3, 4, 5 days a week, and we've seen people leave and just never come back, and then maybe they show up 2 or 3 years later and say, yeah, I had to move to Georgia or I had to move to Illinois for a job.
Now, as the city struggles to maintain services, do you think that safety will be an issue near your business?
It has been in the past. Our local business owners and our kind of district management has done a lot to make it safer, but I still had a customer in the last 6 months come out and have their car on blocks, which is a pretty scary sight for an executive to see.
He comes out after getting a sandwich and his car is up on blocks?
It was breakfast. Even worse.
So what was your reaction when you started seeing those headlines coming out that it's official, the city has filed for bankruptcy protection?
It's definitely a disease or cure scenario, and I'm not sure which one is which, but I'm hoping that this does things like turns the lights back on. Because, you know, a lot of times we don't have streetlights, that there's a more police presence and that we, you know, can get the school system back in order, which is obviously our biggest problem that we have.
I'm hearing a sense in your voice, though, that you're still clinging to a kind of optimism. You think maybe you're at the bottom here?
Well, you know, we've been bailing water for a long time. And sooner or later, you know, you have to make some other kind of decision. And I think this decision is, you know, it's the next step in a long process. I mean, people have been making fun of Detroit since at least Kentucky Fried Movie. I hope that that would change.
Small business owner Ben Hall has the Russell Street Deli in Detroit's Eastern Market District. Mr. Hall, thank you.
Thank you, David.